Here's a sneak peek of our episode.
We're nice. Always like cheersing in three languages.
Yes. Nice. We're like cheers, like, oh, anasa, prost.
What's something totally unexpected you now love about life in Lisbon, even if it made zero sense to you at first?
We're not naked anymore, no. Okay, was there a part of your old self that still tries to show up in Lisbon? And how do you lovingly tell her to chill?
Well,
you're being very hard on yourself.
I think so, yeah. No. The hot days really kind of like all my habits disappear, because I was like, that was the biggest realization, that I was like
the biggest aha.
Yeah.
I think we tend to not see the good side of our own countries sometimes.
Even after so many visits and like living here for a while, it's still so triggering.
Listening to my heart. Because that's exactly what I did by coming here. I listened to my heart and I followed it.
I literally had gone to the doctor for to get like surgery, I swear.
What?
Yes.
Welcome to From Lisbon with Love, a podcast about real stories of love, laughter, and life in Lisbon from women who have left it all behind.
The podcast where we share real stories about moving to Lisbon, starting over, and figuring life out along the way.
We talk love, dating, friendships, breakups, healing, growing, all of it.
Basically, the stuff we usually talk about over coffee or vino.
If you're thinking about moving abroad, already here, or just love honest conversations with heart, you're in the right place.
This is From Lisbon with Love.
Welcome back. I am April Betts.
I'm Anna Sherina.
And this is From Lisbon
with Love. Seventh episode.
Yes! Oh my gosh.
Crazy, right?
This is our seventh episode, and we are just so excited to be here. We wanted to let you guys know that we are available on all platforms, all major platforms. You can listen to our podcast. Also, we have a bonus feature on Patreon where we go deeper, more personal.
Yeah.
You get to know us a little bit more, and we kind of, get in our business a little bit.
Right.
So if you would like to be one of our members on Patreon, the Amigos.
Yeah, the Amigos. That's where you get the bonus. It's in the Amigos or the Familia.
Yes,
if you're really close to us.
Yes.
Like family.
Of course. So we're going to get into it. This episode is about navigating change and finding yourself in a new place.
Wow.
So.
Wow. That was definitely a thing.
Yes.
When we moved, so.
I know. So we're going to talk about it. We're going to get into it.
It's going to be a deep topic, I think. A deep conversation. Yes. But we love it, so.
Of course. So, Anna, you're in the hot seat.
Yes.
Okay, so.
Bring it on.
Anna, have you picked up any funny habits or phrases since moving here?
I think for me, if I think about it, it's two things. The first thing is wherever I go, if it's like another area or another part in like the district of Lisbon.
Yeah.
It's always like I'm looking for the pastel nata from the Fabrica Mantegria or something. Okay. That's the name.
Is that the main monastery that makes them? That's been around for centuries? Oh, it's a different
one. No. Okay. I don't think it's that one. It's not. I don't feel like it's the. It's that old.
Oh, okay.
But they are actually really good. And I feel like they have so many locations now. It's like popping up in every area.
Okay.
So whenever I'm not in my area, and it's a good thing that there's not a Mantegria in my area, because I would go there every day. So it's always when I'm like working in a library in another area or something, or I'm just there, or I'm visiting a friend or whatever. And I see it on the map, or I just
go look for it.
Sometimes I go look for it, but then it's always an accident because I'm looking for a coffee bar or something.
Okay.
Because sometimes you're in an area that you're not so familiar with.
Yeah.
So, and then I see it randomly like popping up somewhere, and it's always like close, and I'm like, I go there after I'm finished. But now from the areas that I visit the most, I know already where to find it. So always when I go there, I'm like, okay, I'm going for a little snack.
Like, I have to try this. I didn't realize, like, I'm not a, I like the pastel de nata. It's really good, but I'm not like, I'm not a, that type of pastry kind of
person.
Like the pudding kind of pastry thingy. I'm more of a cake. I like the bread. So it's good, but it's not like something I would just like go for. But I want to, I'm interested in trying this place that you are obsessed with.
Yeah, but you said you didn't really like the structure, right?
Yeah, it's okay. It's not like I'm like disgusted by it or anything. It actually, they taste really good, but it's just not like something I would crave and like want to go get. But if like I was,
well, we can try like one time if we are in another area where where this place is. We should definitely go. And also one thing, I like to combine it with going to the library. Because the library for me, I don't know, I feel like here the libraries are so beautiful and so light and everybody's silent. It's just like
Why was it not like that in other libraries?
I feel like in the Netherlands, maybe it depends where you go. But I feel like the library that we have, it's in another, it's in a building where there are more things. So there's always movement. There's always people like going up the stairs because there's also like a cinema. And
Was like, it like dark too or?
No, it's actually also really light. But I feel like now that's, I feel like now that I'm here, I really discovered working in the library. And I think I talked about this in another episode as well. But yeah, for me, that's something that I really connect with Lisbon right now. It's just something I do here. And I've never done that in another place. So that's something funny.
Yeah.
Do you also have a habit here?
Well,
a lot, probably.
Yeah, I mean, I would say like, because... it's kind of like if I have any phrases, I would say I do say anosa a lot because a friend of mine, she taught me it. It's basically like when you cheers, you're saying like to us. So I say that a lot. Every time I cheers, I'm like anosa, anosa.
And you say prost. I learned you.
Oh, she taught me how to say prost. And that's in Dutch to say cheers.
Really good. So we're always good? Yeah, you said it good. So we're always like cheersing in three languages.
Yes. We're like cheers, like anosa, prost.
I know, right?
We're very diversified.
So international.
I know. But I would say that would be, I like saying that. I mean, and also other phrases, I would say, of course, I say, I think I say obrigada more than anything. Sometimes I say it so much where I'm just like, okay, this is not the point where you say it. But it's like, that's the one word like I know really well. I know other words, but it's just like, you know, the ones you're comfortable with, you say a lot more.
Yeah, but it's, I feel like that one is also good for more situations, you know? It's like
true. Absolutely.
People say it a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes, like, I do get myself... in a position where I should probably say, like, you're welcome, as opposed to thank you. I'd be like, obrigada. I'm like, no, say de nada.
Like,
but I'm just so used to, I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
But yeah.
Funny.
I know.
What's something totally unexpected you now love about life in Lisbon, even if it made zero sense to you at first?
I mean... I love just sitting in my apartment and looking out the window.
Right. Well,
because my view is of the buildings and the, I'm in the part of town where it's like the older buildings. And I always said when I moved to Europe, I wanted to be in an older building.
Yeah.
Because I found that very interesting. That, I think that's another reason why I loved Europe in general, because I liked how old it was. Because in America, everything's like new, because America's not that old. But in Europe, it's like really old.
Yeah, it is really old.
So, but I just found that interesting. But like my view is like just the tops of the buildings and just like the orange buildings. I think it's just so beautiful. Like even when I'm like just walking Bella to the park or whatever, I just like look at the buildings and I'm just like, mm-hmm. I'm like, oh my gosh, I live in Europe. Like I think I say that like every day. Like, oh right. My God, I live in Europe. Mm-hmm. Because it's something that I've wanted for so long. And the fact that I'm actually here, it's like sometimes I have to like pinch myself and be like,
I know.
You really live in Europe right now. Mm-hmm. It's just like crazy. I don't know.
I know.
Yeah.
And do you also feel like sometimes when you're home, you're not so aware, but when you go out and you're like, oh my God, like,
that's so true. Because also too, like I have a VPN, so I'm able to watch like US television and stuff.
Oh my God.
So sometimes I can be in a bit of a bubble when I'm in my apartment. And then when I leave, I'm like, oh shit, I'm in, I'm in Europe. People are speaking different languages. So I'm like, what's going on now?
It's kind of, not that you're forgetting about it, but it's like, oh fuck. It's like a realization, but a
like,
good one.
Yeah. I think also it gets to me like when I start walking with Bella outside and then I come across someone and I'm like, oh shit, I gotta like make sure I know my language. Like what I'm gonna say, because I have to think about it first before I actually like say something.
Now you know how I feel with the podcast.
But I feel and like you're really good. With, you're not like...
No, of course.
Yeah, like brand new with English. Nee. You're very good.
I said
good.
Nay now in Dutch.
I know, look at that.
That's what happens. And I think we spoke about this before. It happens when I'm like super comfortable or I'm super tired.
Or drunk.
Or I'm super drunk, yes. And then I'm like, and I talk Dutch to you. It happens a lot already.
Yes, when I was learning Spanish and everything, when I would get drunk and I would be like, let's say around a lot of Spanish people, or if I was in Spain, it was so funny when I would visit Spain, I would like be able to speak Spanish like fluently. Oh. And it would be like only when I got drunk, because I guess I felt more comfortable.
Yeah.
I didn't feel self-conscious that I was going to say something wrong, I guess.
Yeah, I think so.
But
that
helps
a bit to
kind
of release the control and all that. And also there's music on, everybody's like,
I know.
No one cares. But here is sometimes when it's like daylight and you are somewhere in an office or something, and you're trying to say something and people look at you like, what the hell? You're like, I think I said it right. But then it's just not, they just don't get it, right?
Yeah. That's, and it actually kind of makes sense. Like when people speak something to me in English but they have like a really heavy accent and I don't understand what they're saying, and it's so crazy, it's like they're saying it but it's just like one syllable that's just like it's said a little bit different, where it sounds completely different from the word, and I'm like, oh. It's funny. Language is funny.
It is. It's always when people are, they said, oh, I lived in Netherlands for a while, and then they pronounce the name of the city and I'm like,
where is that?
But they are so difficult sometimes to pronounce, so I get it.
Do you tell them to like, can you spell it, or do you just figure it out? Or
no,
just, like,
sometimes they repeat it and I'm like, and then I get it. But sometimes at first I'm like, what, I don't know that place.
I always ask people, can you spell it for me, and then they'll spell it. I'm like, that.
True. But I feel like my spelling in English is sometimes I find it even harder because of the, we have like a different pronouns of the letters. I think we also spoke about this before in the about Portuguese.
Yeah.
So sometimes I'm like, you know, I spell it like on the spot right now. It's like,
I would just be saying the English version of the words.
Yeah,
but
makes sense, right?
Yeah.
But it's not like that for everybody. Mm-mm. Apparently, there's so many different pronouns.
Yeah. Okay, so what about you? Is there something unexpected that you now love about Lisbon? About life in Lisbon?
I don't know, because like I also said in a previous episode, I visited Lisbon 9 times before
I
moved. True. So it's like, I cannot
really...
You kind of
knew it very well.
Yeah, I cannot really think about something...
unexpected.
No. Because I think, everything was already...
Okay.
I mean, it's not like I knew how it was to actually live there, but I could get, like, a sense of...
Okay.
Like, from all that times that I visited. So it's like, just the whole package now. It's like from all the times that I visited, it's like experiences, uh-huh. experiences.
Yeah,
and now we're here, so yeah. I think that's it, yeah.
Okay. Okay, was there a part of your old self that still tries to show up in Lisbon? And how do you lovingly tell her to chill?
Well, I don't know if I do that lovingly, though. I do it like... No, I'm joking. I think for me, it's been challenging here to kind of get rid of my super productive self. And I think that's something that I struggle with, like, at certain times. So it comes up at certain moments. And I think, like, for the last weeks that we've been launching the podcast, I felt it more than the period before, because before it was, like, super chill and, like, going with the flow and, like, not being so hard on myself. But then when we started to get, like, in the process of the launch, I was like...
You're being very hard on yourself.
I think so, yeah. And then I was like, ugh. And it's not that I was thinking I shouldn't do the podcast or anything. I've never thought that about that a moment. But it was more like I really wanted to get back to the state that I was in before we started the whole thing.
The chill state.
Yeah, because... Because
it kind of stressed you out, this, starting the podcast and everything, yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. But that's also because in the beginning... I mean, you just have an idea and then you start like making it reality, and then you figure out that there's a lot of things that that you have to, I mean...
There were so many things that like just constantly just kept coming up, and you're like, oh crap.
Because every time we were working together, we were saying like, I feel like the to-do list is only getting longer than it got shorter, right?
And I think also too, when we first started the podcast, we kind of made a mistake in the beginning with like recording the video and everything, and we were trying to find a way to fix it, and that took up a lot of time, and just like trying to find different things to get us back on track. So but yeah, it takes a lot I think it takes a lot to start anything new.
It does, and this is something completely new for the both of us also. But I really enjoyed the process also, but then in the end I was a bit exhausted, and I was like, because it was like going through my mind all day, and I had like things that I wanted to check, things I needed to figure out, things that I wanted, like content ideas that I wanted to post, and it was like, I made the whole website, so it was like, I knew that I had to do a lot for the website, and it was like, some days that I was like, really... not enjoying anymore, because it was like so much in my head, you know?
I can understand that. Yeah. I feel like there were times where this whole process, I felt like I didn't want to look. That's something that I do when I get focused on something. I put all of my energy into that, and I don't really give my energy to anything else.
Same.
Maybe that's something I should work on. I guess when it comes to like balancing, but I kind of was like, I stopped doing like certain, like I stopped going to the gym,
right?
Or I stopped just doing other things that I would have normally, like hanging out with a friend or something, or because I'm like, I just got to focus on this and we got to get this done. So
yeah, and I think that's also where I struggled with in the process, because I was like completely losing what you're saying, like all the habits that you usually do, like going for a walk, just taking some time for myself. It was like completely like out of the picture, all the things that I used to enjoy. And that's what also what I said when we were writing the questions. I was like, I don't know what to answer, because I feel like the last weeks I've not been in that state that I wanted to be in, you know?
Yeah. I do have to say this though, even though during this whole process we did make time like on the weekends to like go to the beach or something like that.
Yeah, true.
That kind of helped, I think, a lot. Because I think you were actually saying like, you know what, today I'm taking the day off.
Yeah.
And true. I'm focusing on myself, and you would just go off and do your thing, which I think is very good. And that's
yeah.
But that's, you telling yourself to like chill.
Yeah, I really had to. That's mm-hmm. also why I did it, because I think that was something from the last weeks. Mm-hmm. But I think before it was just weeks that we were like nonstop mm-hmm. focusing on it. And also, yeah, I mean, you have another business. I have another business. Mm-hmm. So I also felt like a bit lacking on the other areas, you mm-hmm. know? And that's just not a nice feeling, because you're working super hard for something mm-hmm. and then you feel like you don't have... you're not putting the same amount of energy in all the things that you usually would do. Mm-hmm. And that's something, I don't know, for me, yeah. that felt hard.
I feel like that's something like we kind of learned. I think this is a life lesson for mm-hmm. everyone to end up like having to figure out, is just balance.
Yeah, it is.
Balance. It's just like...
Yeah, and you also work a lot in the night and in the weekend and mm-hmm. editing on a Sunday.
I know. And like... Because, like, I don't have a specific schedule. It's, mm-hmm. like, everything is just, like, random for me, especially with my business. It's, like, it has, like, ebbs and flows. So yeah. it's, like, maybe that's another reason why it's hard for me to kind of, like, balance everything. Because it's, like, nothing's consistent. It's just, like, boom, 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 boom. Mm-hmm. I don't know. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. But I think after a while, we will figure it out.
Like, yeah. Yeah. Also too, it's the beginning mm-hmm. and in the beginning you just have to figure it all out, and then you'll start to have a everything even keel, and then we'll completely forget mm-hmm. all the work before. You're like, this is so much, it's so easy.
I know
you kind of have like come. That amnesia.
Yes, and then we will have time again for the pedal.
Oh, we
should.
Yes.
I was thinking about it this week, like,
I know,
to text you and be like, should we go?
We should.
Because it's not so hot anymore. And I also feel like the hot days really kind of like
that's
made
true.
All my habits disappear, because I was like,
also don't too, do anything. We were doing all of this during the hottest days in Lisbon. So that we didn't think about that. Like that also drains you too.
It did, because you literally after recording, I didn't have energy to do anything.
It was too hot to have energy to do anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I wasn't going to the gym or anything. I was like, it's too hot to walk to the gym.
I know. It literally was. And I wanted to go for a walk, like, after recording, like, to mm-hmm. clear my head and blah, blah, blah. But it was so hot that I always took, like, the bus, because there was AC. It was the only time on the day that I could, like, cool down, you know?
Yeah.
But I think now already it's the beginning of September, so it's already getting better.
This is,
like, the perfect summer now. Right.
I love this time of year.
Yeah, me
it's
too.
Like my favorite time.
I know. It's been so good.
It has.
I mean, I'm even wearing like how do you say
pants?
It? Like a longer. Yeah.
Mm.
And you also.
Mm-hmm.
So
I know.
We're getting there.
We're not naked anymore, no.
No. Oh my god. And we're not having the
The fan.
Your Spanish thingy.
Yes.
That you used in one episode. Yes. And you heard it on the market. That was funny.
I know.
Okay, we're so distracted now from
mm-hmm.
like always. What has moving abroad taught you about loving yourself more deeply?
I would say moving abroad has taught me about loving myself more deeply. It's just like really finding myself and then like seeing what I'm truly capable of. Like moving abroad as a female by yourself to a country that's far away from where you are, a completely different language, completely different rules, you know no one here, like, that's some brave ass shit.
Mm-hmm. It is.
So that's in certain moments I just stop and I'm just like, April, like, dude, do you mm-hmm. know what you did?
I know, right? Sometimes you forget about the whole thing.
You're just like, just doing. You're just going and
yeah,
going
you're just living your life. Yeah.
You don't take the time to just sit back and reflect and be like,
I know.
But Lisbon, living here in Portugal, I've had a lot of time to sit back and reflect
mm-hmm.
on the things that I've done, the things that have gotten me here, and just like, going within and just be like giving myself props, you know, mm-hmm. like sometimes you need to give yourself like admiration and be like, you're amazing, you did mm-hmm. this, like, so that sometimes I think growing up, I didn't do that as much. It was just like, okay, this is what you do. You mm-hmm. do this and you do that. And I just had to give my own self validation, I mm-hmm. guess, or something to just be like, you're amazing. Like, look at the stuff that you've done. Like, look back, like, give yourself yeah. some, you know.
Sometimes you really have to kind of be present, you know, because yes. it's so hard with like everything going on and now like starting the podcast and we have mm-hmm. other things going on mm-hmm. and sometimes you're just not aware mm-hmm. and you're like, you're just living life, but mm-hmm. it's not that you forget about the whole step that you took, but yeah. sometimes it's just like so, I don't know.
Like, yeah, it's a great word, being present yeah. in the moment. Because then when you're present in the moment, you can kind of reflect and see, like, mm-hmm. wow, look at where I am. Like, that's why sometimes when I wake up in the morning, I'm like, oh, my God, I'm in, yes. I'm in Portugal. I live in Portugal. Like, what the heck, you know? So, like, I mean, still to this day, mm-hmm. it still amazes me that I'm here.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that will ever wear off or... I kind of don't want it to wear off because no. I think it's such an amazing feeling.
Yeah, that would be a bit sad, right? If it's...
Yeah.
If you lose that
feeling. If I lose that feeling, that's when it's time to move. That's my 22-year mark now.
Maybe.
That's how it was in California. I lost the... Mm-hmm. I lost that. So I was like, okay.
Yeah.
It's time for change.
Yeah, and I think... that could happen over time, but mm-hmm. also like on a with age mm. that you just feel like that the city is not fitting you anymore or yeah, the place.
Because you've grown, because mm-hmm. I was a different person when I moved to right. Los Angeles at 22, and then 22 years later I'm a completely different person from mm-hmm. what I was. So it makes sense that you like are no longer aligned with that city or location or wherever you are.
Yeah. But yeah, it's good that you recognize it because I feel like a lot of people, they are not even aware of it and they're maybe thinking like, oh, I'm unhappy or something, but they don't know why. Yeah,
that's a good point.
I think so.
Yeah.
And it is hard because like in your daily life with work and everything, you have so many things going on. So it makes sense also that people are not aware of it. I mean,
yeah. And I could say... because of that, like being here in Lisbon and having the time mm-hmm. to actually reflect and see that and be more aware, I guess to just give myself props for doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
You really should.
Yeah. What about you?
I think for me, it's been realizing... that I was already myself before I moved. Yeah, of course. But I mean, like, sometimes I thought that I would also really change as a person with coming here. Mm-hmm. And I think I spoke about this before, that I was like, yeah, I'm going to be like this energetic, outgoing person and like mm-hmm. going all these places and traveling and like meeting people and blah, blah, blah. But then when I got here, like after a while, I was just like, you know, it's also... I feel like it's just been me all the time. So mm-hmm. I feel like I've been more accepting now of my...
of yourself.
Yeah.
And realizing. Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, I think for me that was the biggest realization that I was like...
like the biggest aha.
Yeah.
You've just been you and you realize yeah. you can see yourself mm-hmm. more.
Yeah. And I also get where things are coming from and just... yeah.
So you can say that you're more aware
yeah.
as well.
Yeah. yeah. Maybe in a different
yeah.
way. But mm-hmm. yeah.
I like that.
Me too. Anossa.
Anossa. Okay. Have you had any like lost in translation or awkward moments while adjusting to life here?
Yeah. I mean, happens every day, right?
yeah.
But I think one that I that's like coming into my mind right mm-hmm. now is when I bought my my new guinea pig. He's today, he's actually 3 months old, by the way.
He's huge.
He is huge.
Compared to when you first got him.
I know.
He's big. I feel like he's bigger than the other one.
I think maybe Turbo. In the end he will get bigger, yeah. Mm. Because he's enormous for 3 months old. So I can't really imagine that he was so little, but he really was little. He was as big as my hand.
Yeah.
He was super tiny. And I picked him up when he was about 3.5 weeks or something. And I remember going to that woman's like house and ringing the door, and like she was like super excited, and she showed me like a lot of pictures of her other pets and like her dogs and cats and parrots, and she showed me like everything. So I was like, and we spoke in Portuguese because she didn't speak English.
Okay.
And that was going really well, and sometimes she had to kind of repeat herself or find another way to say things, because sometimes I was like, I don't know. But in general it went really well. And then in the end, because she said also that she had to work tomorrow, so I was like, okay, I should just go and not make it too long for her, you know. So I was like, okay, I'm just gonna go. So I wanted to ask her, or I wanted to confirm like the amount of money that she wanted to get for the guinea pig. But I'm always really confused with numbers, not only in Portuguese but also in English a lot, and in Dutch also, because sometimes I switch up the numbers. So it's like 32 is 23 in my head, you know. It's like sometimes I'm super confused. And then I said quattro, né? Instead of, so I started speaking Dutch again now. I'm like, it's the numbers, they make me nervous. So I said quattro, but it's like 4.
Yeah.
But of course, it was not 4 euros. Imagine buying a guinea pig for 4 euros. It was 40. That's the quarenta. So she also looked at me like 4, and I was like, so confused.
Did you know at the time that you were saying 4?
Yeah, because after I said it, and she looked at me like that, I was like, oh fuck, I said quattro.
She's like, no, it's not $4.
I know, imagine.
4 euros, I'm sorry.
She was maybe scared that I literally brought like 4 euros.
Oh my gosh. Thingy. She's like, did this woman just waste all of my time?
I know, with her 4 euros.
Yeah, like I'm curious, where did you go? Like, where is this woman with all these animals? Like, where did you have to go to get?
It was in Odivelas.
Okay.
Like closer to the airport.
Okay. And was it, well, she was like in an apartment with all these animals?
Yeah, I think so. And I'm not sure if she had like kids or a husband or anything, but I was like, that house is full because she had so many animals.
Okay. And how did you find her?
On Facebook.
Okay.
Yeah, because I was following like, I found a group, Guinea Pigs Portugal or something. So I was like, oh, I'll just follow. And then also reading the topics really helped, like also with like learning the language. I was like looking and seeing if I understand something or not. And then I saw that woman that posted like newborn guinea pigs. And then from the message I could understand that they were taken, but I was like, let me just send a message just in case, because sometimes it happens that someone made a reservation and then they're like, oh, I don't want it anymore. So I sent her a message in private, and then I got my guinea pig. That's how it went.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
And for you, with the translation struggles?
Well, I would say there's this funny moment where me and Bella were walking per usual. And when you have a dog, a lot of people do come up to you and just start talking to you, which is really good, especially if you're trying to meet new people kind of thing. That kind of actually helped with moving to a new place. If you have a dog, you're more than likely going to have some friends.
Yeah.
But there was this older lady, and she was walking by, and she was just start talking to Bella, and she's like, oh my God. And she's, of course, she's only speaking Portuguese. And I could understand her a little bit, but I could tell that she was like telling me about her dog that passed away, and that it was a female. And I think she was saying that she was maybe like 11 or something. And I was like, I was, I don't remember if I spoke correctly or anything, but I was just trying to explain that, like, you know, Bella, she's around that age too. You know, like, they're like your heart and everything. And I could tell that she was like getting a little choked up about talking about her dog. And I was just like, oh. And then Bella was like wanting to keep walking and she kept talking. And like, she wanted to keep talking. And I'm just like, I couldn't really communicate that well with her, so I didn't really know what else to say, but I was just like, okay, I'm like smiling, and Bella's like, let's go, and I'm like, okay, and she's still like going. I'm like, oh my god. But yeah,
she didn't get the hint.
No, but it was cute, and I think by seeing Bella, it kind of helped her in her healing process or whatever, just like kind of like, I don't know, trauma dumping, I guess, on me.
Trauma dumping. She was like, I'll pick you. You're the one.
I know. But yeah. But that was a cute little moment.
That's cute.
Yeah.
But it happens to you a lot, right? That people are like telling their life story. And yes. Like, they're like, you're open for it. Remember that girl in the bar?
Which one?
In the karaoke bar. And you were like, she needs healing.
Yes, I totally forgot about that. Okay,
it's a long time ago. Well, yeah.
It was a long time ago. I think it was my birthday weekend.
Yeah, it was on your birthday. Yeah.
And we went to this karaoke bar, and I'm just sitting there chilling, just watching everybody else, like, partying. And she just literally came out of nowhere, and she was just like, right in my face. And she's like, oh my gosh, what did she tell me about her life? She was just like, she just went deep and like fast. And she was just like, something about she's unhappy with something. Mm-hmm. I can't remember the specifics of it, but she just like literally trauma dumped. And I was just like, okay.
In the club.
Yeah, like, and then she just like kept coming back. And then just like, she like wanted to like touch me. And she was just like getting like super like in my... in my space and stuff, but I didn't get upset because I could see that she was hurting and that she just needed, I don't know, to release something.
Yeah.
And but she just kept coming and kept coming, and I was like, okay.
My God.
But yeah, that was
she alone?
No, she was with a group of girls.
Oh,
I know.
It's even more sad.
I know. Maybe she couldn't talk with her friends.
Maybe.
And she's like, you.
I need support now.
Yes.
Yeah. Maybe she was also a bit drunk.
Yeah. That, I mean, you know, now that I think about it, that happened to me again when I went actually back home. I was with my brothers at a karaoke bar. And this girl, she like literally came up and started just telling me her whole life story. Mm. And then my brothers are looking at me like, and I'm like,
that's what happens.
I know. But yeah.
Yeah, that was so random.
I know.
I just thought about it with the story.
I know.
What's your favorite random Lisbon ritual that now feels sacred?
Mm.
Could be many things.
Yeah.
Every day here is sacred.
I know. It really is.
Just, you know.
Also, too, I want to say this one quick thing. Like, we both love Lisbon.
Mm-hmm.
And I know maybe some people are going to be watching and thinking, you guys are only talking about the good things of Lisbon. But up until this point, like, I haven't had any bad experiences yet. Mm-hmm. Because I noticed that people still do, when they ask me like, where are you from, and I say I'm from Los Angeles, and they're like, why are you here, like, why Lisbon, like, they have this disgust looked on their face, and they're Portuguese, and they're like, why did you want to come
but that
here?
Makes sense, because if I would be in Netherlands and you would come there and you would say I'm from LA and I moved to the Netherlands, I would also be like, what the fuck.
Yeah,
I think they have a different, they see their country in a different perspective.
Yeah, it's like, I see like the good things of Portugal, and I think maybe they only see the bad things because they've been here their whole life.
Yeah, but also I feel like you're kind of projected in that way to look at your country like that, because also in Netherlands it's always about, I think in every country it's always like the bad things, you know, like in the news, and also people saying that like in the past it was better, and it's like, what's becoming of your country, you know? So I feel like that's now really for a lot of places. I mean, you...
Yeah, I think also too, like the media in your country, they kind of just portray the bad side of your
look
country.
At the US.
Yeah.
So...
I know. Everybody's trying to leave.
Yeah.
But... Yeah. I think we tend to not see the good side of our own countries sometimes.
Absolutely. But, yeah,
like, there are good things about America. I'm grateful that I grew up there. I'm grateful for my experience there. It's just that I wanted to experience something different, something new. Like, I wanted a new journey, a new experience.
Yeah, of course.
So, but I get that a lot from a lot of Portuguese people. They're always asking, like, why? And then some people go into detail and just be like, the bureaucracy of it. But up until this point, luckily, I haven't had to deal with the bureaucracy of it. But the fact that I already know that it's slow, like, I already have an expectation of, like, okay, it might take, it might not be as fast as it would be in the U.S. So I'm already prepared for it. So maybe, like, it won't bother me as much. But,
yeah, and I also feel like a lot of things that people complain about don't really apply on... us, like, in daily life, right?
Yeah.
Because there's many things about many countries that are super bad, but it also really depends on, like, where you're from, where you work, just,
Yeah, because also, too, they, because the wages here are very low.
Yes, absolutely.
But it's, like, from... the Portuguese perspective of, like, the wages and everything like that, I completely understand. But then they're like, well, in America, you get all, you make a lot more money. I'm like, yeah, you do, but you have a lot more expenses. So it kind of, like, balances it out. Like, even though, let's say in America, you're making like $4,000 to $6,000 a month, but your expenses are like $5 to $550 a month, $5,550 like, so you really don't have that much left over. So it's like,
yeah, but I also feel like, I mean, we're gonna invite guests in other episodes also to talk about this, to hear about other people's opinion about this. But I think for Lisbon, the rent, for example, is now, like, so high that that's not, like, leveling the salaries anymore. So I really get where
the frustration
I get where they're coming from,
and then because
it's been
it,
insane,
they have to move, like, further outside of Lisbon because of it. But it's like, also the owners of the buildings who are now renting out to the foreigners, they are Portuguese, and they're benefiting from it. So there are people that are benefiting from it, and there's people that are not benefiting from it.
Yeah, it is. It's it has both two sides, so it's you know, it's hard to but yeah, let's talk about
so back to the point.
Let's talk about talk about something fun for today.
So the question was
Your Lisbon ritual.
Okay, so I would say my Lisbon ritual is I love to go to Monsanto. And Monsanto is ginormous. And they call it the lungs of Lisbon because it's this huge park full of massive trees. And I'm obsessed with trees. I'm obsessed with nature in general. So me and Bella actually went there yesterday. And we ended up being gone for like 4 hours.
Wow.
Because I love walking. Walking is very meditative to me. And so I love doing that. So we end up walking to Monsanto. We spent some time there. Bella's just like frolicking, going around, smelling everything and like doing her thing. And she cracks me up like when we go out. She just like has so much energy. And I'm like, girl, don't you want to just sit down for a minute? She's like, no.
She's also happy that the holiday days are over. She's like, out and about.
So, like, I was just sitting there and actually, like, laid down and I was just looking up at the sky and there was, like, these clouds and I was just, like, just taking it all in. And then on our way back, I end up finding, like, this, like, cool, we end up taking a different route And I found this like little cool park that was like tucked away in like this kiosk. Aww. We have to try it. It's like super cute over there. Like, I'm so glad I found it because now like I want to go.
Now I'm so curious what place it is because maybe I know. Maybe. You should show it me on the maps later.
Okay, I'll show you.
If but you still, it was like, you know, right? Where?
Yeah, like you can't really see it from the street. Mm-hmm. It looks like it's just like nothing. Mm-hmm. But if you walk behind, you're like this open, vast, like cute little park. And it's surrounded by like all these tall buildings. Okay. And then there's like a little restaurant there. And there's like, there was a ton of people there, like just hanging out, like drinking and doing their thing. Dogs running around. It was like so cute. And I was like, I love this, like finding these like little things.
Yeah. We should write about it for the Patreon members.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Put it in our little newsletter.
And no, like the Patreon. The, for our monthly Lisbon tips.
Yes.
For
the members. Oh, the yes.
Like the hidden spots.
The hidden spots, yeah. But it was really pretty.
Wow.
So yeah, I found that. And then we end up going down another random street that's actually right next to where we always walk, but I never walked down the street. And then it's so funny, like once I got down and I was like, oh, this is where we are. But the street just made me feel like I was like in a different place. I didn't feel like I was in Lisbon because there was this huge building that they it was a brand new building. It kind of looked like a building in California. So I was like, I took a video of it, and it was like, on one side was this new building, on the other side was like the old buildings of Lisbon. I was just like, this is so cute.
Oh,
I don't know. But yeah, I would say taking my strolls.
Yeah. And I also feel like here, sometimes you don't realize it, but then streets are just connected. And you sometimes you take like a different street and then you're like, oh.
Yeah.
And then you recognize the place.
Yeah,
and then it's super close, but you just don't realize until you just take another
and
street, and you're like, oh, here I am.
And there are so many restaurants here in Lisbon. Like I found like this new I found this restaurant that I didn't know, and it I've been to China before, and it smelt like China. I don't know how
it's really inviting
to explain it, but no, it smelled authentically like China, but their food is ramen, which is a Japanese food, but it's like when I walked by, it reminded me of China.
That's
like
funny.
The smell, because it was just like, I remember. But it was like busy too, and I was looking at their menu. I was like, okay, I want to go try this ramen to see how it is, because it seems like it seems pretty authentic based off of this.
Well, it says a lot, right?
Yeah. So all this because I decided to take a different route back home. It was longer, but me and Bella loved it. And I sometimes let her lead. And she's like, I want to go this way. I'm like, okay, let's see what's down the street.
So. Yeah. And then you see like new places.
Yeah. Is there a certain place that you enjoy, like a sacred?
Yeah, I would say there's multiple, but I live kind of close to the water, so I really like to walk like at the waterside, like view on the bridge, and just like breathing the ocean air, because it's like so different. You can just taste it in your mouth sometimes, because it's
isn't
so salty.
Yeah,
and there's always like a nice breeze.
Yeah.
So I really like to do that, and also what I do, not daily, but like regular, is just going to a park and read, or going to a coffee place and read. Like during the winter, I'm more likely to go indoors. But then I feel like that's something that I mean, I did it also in Netherlands, but here it's more often because it's nicer weather. So I'm more now reading outside. And I think, if I would ever move to another place, I would really miss that habit, because it's also one thing that I always said, like, yeah, if I move to a sunny place, I would be like on my sunbed, reading in the park, reading on the beach, reading. It's
just, and that's exactly what you're doing.
Yes.
I love that.
So that's a habit that I still like to continue.
Mm. I like that.
Yeah.
And it's great because of the weather is really good here that you can do all of yes. that outdoors.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it gives a lot of freedom, guys.
I know. Okay.
We're almost there. I know. Well, not really.
What's one little thing
about... Oh, yeah, we are. Two more. Sorry.
What's one little thing about Lisbon that instantly lifts your mood, no matter what?
Ooh. I would say for me, it's the buildings, like with all the colors. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes, especially on the hot days when you're inside and you have like these, how do you call it? The thingy closed? The
ones blinds.
That I have. The blinds. Yeah, so yeah. I have the blinds down because otherwise it's like too hot inside.
Yeah.
But sometimes... Sometimes you don't realize that it is like so nice out because it's sometimes if you have it down and you just woke up, it's like, oh, let me go for a walk. And then it's like so sunny and so nice and you see all the colors and it's like...
That's true. Every time. Lisbon has so many beautiful colors with all the buildings. And also too, for people who don't know or haven't been to Europe or don't know about the blinds. So the blinds here in Europe,
you don't have them in LA.
We don't have them in the States.
But it's also super sunny.
Yeah, but the blinds that you guys have here are these thick, like, hardcore...
I love them. They're my best friends.
Blinds that you, like, roll down, and it, like, covers the whole little... Yeah. They kind of look like security.
Yeah, it gives also security.
Security for the windows, like, in that kind of way. We don't have that in the States.
You should, because...
But, yeah, I just want to let people know, like, when she's talking about the blinds, it's not, like, regular blinds. It's, like, a hardcore like, security kind of blind.
Yeah, they're outside of the
They're outside
window.
Of the window, yeah.
And they go, like, full to the floor, if you wish.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
I really love that.
And I think another for you, I would say the Pastel de Nata.
True. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you'll have them also in other countries, in supermarkets.
The Pastel de Nata?
Yes, we have them in the Netherlands at Lidl.
Oh.
Because Lidl, I feel like they have so many types of bread.
Oh.
And they are good.
Did you eat them when you were in the Netherlands?
Sometimes. Sometimes I was like craving it and I was like... But yeah, I would rather wait for the time that I would go to Lisbon because I almost always had a trip planned to go here. So I was like, okay, I'll just wait until I get here.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's, I don't know. They're so addicting. It's even after so many visits and like living here for a while, it's still so triggering.
Really?
Yes. It's like, especially when I see the Fabrica Mantegria thing, I'm like, yes, the good ones. They're always like soft and warm and fresh and like, oh.
Okay, you're gonna have to do like a special video for our socials, going to there and trying all the pastel de
nata. Yeah, we should. We can do a taste
test. I'll try my first one from there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, really I would agree with you in regards to the buildings of Lisbon. They're just gorgeous. And also, you know what I would say?
Mm-hmm.
Are the trams.
Ah, true.
The trams. I think when I see that, it's like I don't know. It's like a weird feeling. 'Cause also they have them in San Francisco, but I'm sure San Francisco probably copied off of Lisbon. I don't know who copied what.
I don't know because they have the San Francisco Bridge here also, right?
I know. So maybe it's like, who copied back, from back, who? Back, I don't know. Yeah. But Lisbon is older than San Francisco.
Yeah,
so.
But the bridge is
well, they
new.
I think they copied off of the, yeah, for sure.
I think so. Right?
But not the trams, though. I don't
no,
know.
No, no, no. They are like
ancient.
Yeah, they are, literally.
But just seeing those trams, like, kind of gives you, like, that, oh, feeling.
They are cute.
I don't know.
And they're more reliable than the whole train system in the Netherlands.
Oh, really?
Yes. Because these things are old as fuck, but they go, like, no matter what, right?
That's true. But one thing about the trams is that if a car is blocking, they can't go around. Because they're on a track.
Remember so with the power blackout? Yes. The trams were just like on random spots in the city, like stuck. I'm here.
Oh and my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. They're not so flexible.
Mm-mm. No.
But no matter the weather, they go.
Yeah.
It's like 40 degrees,
mm-hmm.
rain, whatever, mm-hmm. wind.
They're like very cute.
They are cute.
I've only ridden them once.
Really? But you can take them. Yeah.
They run by my house all the time.
That's true. I was saying you could take one to my house, but that's from here it would be a bit inconvenient, I think.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Because the most famous one runs by my house.
That's true.
So yeah. They're always packed.
Yeah, they are.
And they're like nonstop because they have to have so many because it's so popular.
Yeah, it's a 28, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're in Lisbon, you should really go for like a ride with the tram.
Yeah, tram 28.
Yeah, or just choose one that's less popular so you can have a seat.
Yeah, because you're not going to get a seat unless you're like
no
first one early in the morning.
Yeah, because people are literally in line for it.
Yeah.
And yeah.
And I've seen them come by and it be full and the guy's like, sorry.
I know.
Can't pick you up.
I know. Imagine if you take the 28 to your work.
I think probably the Portuguese probably stopped or locals just stopped taking the tram.
I think so.
To go to work.
But they had this kind of new thing. I don't know if you also saw this, but they were thinking to have like priority for Portuguese people, which were transport cards.
Hmm.
So if you have that card,
that would be smart,
right?
Especially for that one.
But I'm not sure if they are officially like rolling it out because it's also a bit hard. For example, if you're living here but you don't have the Portuguese transport card and you use like the paper card, it's like hard to to manage.
I should get that transport card just to have.
Maybe because you can also reload it for the bus and everything. Mm-hmm. Because you take the bus also to my house, I'll go also with the bus to you. It's really really nice to have. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll have to figure it out. I know you have to go to a certain place to get it.
No, you can order it online.
Oh, you can. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I also didn't know, but it's pretty easy nowadays.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's the Navegante card. Right?
Yeah. The Navigant. Sounds so nice.
All right.
Last one, right? Mm-hmm. Last but not least. What's a glow-up moment you've had here? So it could be like fashion, mindset, or just appearance, or just the way you feel. Could be many things, actually.
I would just go back to giving myself praise. For making this trip here and settling and getting out of my comfort zone and going with listening to my heart.
Because
that's exactly what I did by coming here. I listened to my heart and I followed it.
Now we're here.
Yeah. I
know. With our brand new podcast.
I know. Look at that. So crazy.
It is.
I know.
Yeah.
And what about for you? Do you have a glow up moment?
Yeah, I would say for me, many things, like appearance wise, mindset wise, because I feel like now, okay, let's start with the mindset, because I feel like here, I was also always a bit hesitant to start something new, like besides my business, because I was always like, I need to focus on one thing. And I already had many things going on. It's not like I had already one business, but I was like, okay, let's just keep these two things that I had. It's like, one, I'm a web designer, I make webshops in WordPress. And the other is the blog that I write. So it's like two really different things. And I was like, okay, this is enough. This is where I'm going to focus on. And I was not really giving myself space for things that I liked to do. Because for me, everything had to have a result. That's like productivity in Netherlands. That's how you kind of grow up, I would say. Yeah. And then here, I feel like now, I mean, it took me a moment. It's been more than a year, I would say, but now I'm doing so many things that I think I've always wanted to do, But it was never like a right timing, mm-hmm. or I was just like feeling depressed, or it was not the right season, or I had a heartbreak, or just no time, mm-hmm. no money, blah, blah, blah. There was always something. Mm-hmm. And now, I mean, we're just started kind of randomly this podcast, and I started with YouTube again, making videos, making mm-hmm. vlogs, and also I'm writing a book. So it's like many things all of a sudden that I'm doing at the same time. And I never thought
that you could do that.
Yes, I thought I was never capable of doing all these things and also enjoy it.
Because
of course, sometimes you don't feel like doing it, or it's like there's something going on and you're like, oh, now I don't want to do it. I'm tired. Of course, that's being human. But then in general, I think it also brought me already so much, although there's not a result right now, maybe when it comes to like many watchers on like the vlogs I make, or like money coming out of something, or like the book is still like, I mean, that would take me so much time, and you know, you never know how it will go.
But I mean, it's a book, so
yeah,
it's gonna take some time to get it how you want.
And I really look forward to like the
process,
and like the darker days I think I can use perfectly to write, because I think it's also so cozy to do at home, you know, like the candle and just like going in your bubble, because I feel like now with the summer it's not really the right mindset for me to for the writing part, but I pick up the document and I'm like making little changes, so I'm like really preparing myself to write more in like the fall and the winter. So that's something really, I don't know, I feel like I wanted to do that already for a long time, and now
you're actually
but it's so randomly, it's like I didn't really even think of it. Just all came. And they all came together. It's like, let's do this, let's do that, let's do that. And I was like,
but you said yes to all of it, which is great. Yes,
I did.
Compared to like, from what you were saying, how you used to be, you would be like, no, I don't have the time for it.
I know.
But you kind of like opened yourself up to it, which is really good.
And that's also something that I was saying beforehand that I would do. But I thought that would be more like going to events or picking up a hobby. But yeah, these are also, I would say, could also be a hobby. But yeah, maybe I will figure out more things. And the other thing about my appearance, I would say what for me is like, I feel like if I look in the mirror, I had like a real glow up compared to when I lived in Netherlands. Because I feel like the sun is so, it does so much for your well-being, and like I'm sure I wouldn't even have the energy for all these projects in Netherlands, because I think that's also the reason why I started everything again in the summer. But also the sun made like changes to, I mean, not only in the inside but the outside, because my eyebrows are super full and they were kind of like, I had like little holes in it, although I don't use the, how do you call it, the pincet, the
tweezer
thingy. I didn't really use that, but still I had like little holes in my eyebrows, and also my lashes have grown longer, my hair is longer.
Wow, because you're getting that good energy from the sun.
Yeah, and the vitamin D and just like the light.
And the lights.
And also where we spoke about before recording, I had one eye that's like one eyelid that was always a bit hanging. And I will show that picture later. And if I find it, we can also put it in the screen for everybody who's watching on YouTube. You should go watch because it's more fun. But anyway, I noticed on the pictures that I took from myself like last month, I would say, that the eye, hanging eye, is completely gone. And that was something that I literally had gone to the doctor for.
Wow.
To get like surgery, I swear.
What?
Yes. Because it was bothering me so much. And sometimes when I was tired, I would see like the eyelid
drooping,
kind of in my sight, you know. So
you think it was like a lack of sun? A lack of...
Yeah, I feel like normally in the summer in Netherlands, that I would be like better and it would kind of reappear in the winter. So maybe I will also have it more in the winter here, but I'll have to see because now I'm like super aware of it.
But you've been here in the winter, did you have it in the winter when
you were here? True, but I don't really remember. So that's why I need to look at that pictures because I feel like it's already been better compared to what it was before. So maybe it just needed time. So really have to check. But then it was so like annoying and it was like bothering me so much that I was like, I really wanted to get rid of it. And now it just happened and I didn't even notice, kind of. I just remembered it by the question that we're speaking about the globe. I was like, oh yeah, that eye that I was struggling with.
That's great.
And I think also here it's like, I eat a lot healthier because it's easier to eat healthy if it's sunny because you're like more energized, you're more motivated. So it's easier to stick to your kind of diet, I would say.
Yeah.
And that's also showing on your skin, your hair, and the way you feel, like your energy. So I think it goes both ways. It's like,
yeah,
it's like feeling good makes you look good, but also looking good makes you feel good. So it's like,
absolutely,
now it's going both ways. So yeah, I'm really happy about
that. We're really lucky here. The food quality here in Portugal is really good. Really,
it really is. I feel like now if I would ever go back to another place in the north, I would not enjoy my salads that much because the vegetables, like, they taste so much better here, and the fruit. So
yeah,
it's really, we're getting used to it now, but it's not normal. Well, at least it wasn't normal for me.
Well, I noticed the food quality difference when I went back to the States.
I can imagine.
Was just like, I even, when I went back to the States, I bought organic and I was just like, why does this taste like shit?
Even organic?
Yeah. I was like very surprised. I was like, but I got organic. Wow. I don't know. It's interesting to see like when you're away from something for a certain amount of time and then when you come back, you're like, wait, this was the norm. Now it's like, what?
Yeah, you kind of forget about it, right? Until you get there and you're like, oh, yeah.
And like some of the food I just like couldn't eat. I like tasted and I was like, So, I don't know. I can
imagine. And I feel like you're also really eating healthy here. I don't know if it's like more healthy here for you than it was back there. But I think, yeah, it also would make a difference here. Because the quality, I think it does a lot for your body and the way you look.
And I feel like here too, like, I feel like I don't have to buy organic here.
Everybody, like, everything is organic.
I know. I felt like in the States I had to buy organic if I didn't want, like, chemicals. But here, like, I'm not as particular about getting the organics as I was in the States. So
makes sense.
But yeah.
Yeah. So we both had a glow up.
Yeah.
A big one.
Oh, Lisbon, how much we love you. No.
Yeah.
Or Portugal in general.
You've been good for my health and my mental health. Literally.
Oh my gosh. You guys, this has been an amazing episode, per usual.
I know, right?
Of course, like, I feel like I've learned more about you.
That's like every episode we're like,
I know,
we're also getting to know each other more.
I know,
because I think I got a comment from someone, I don't know if it like understand it well, but I think that person said, I thought you were friends before, and I said, before what? But I think they said like
before the podcast.
Yeah,
we
like
were.
Yeah, but I mean like more before, you know, like longer.
Like that we knew each other, like,
I think
really,
that's what
that person, that's what they were trying to say.
Yeah, I think so. I have to read it again.
Yeah,
but yeah, I think, yeah, maybe it looks like that, but it's not. We don't even know each other for a year,
energetically,
guys.
Maybe in a past life we were like super close.
Maybe
that's with your why past we clicked life so well. I know.
Maybe, I don't know.
I don't know, but yeah.
But it's true.
Yeah. All right, guys. This has been so much fun. We thank you for watching. We thank you for listening. Yes. And remember to check us out on all major platforms. Mm-hmm. And, of course, YouTube, now that yes. we got the videos going on yes. point.
The videos are so much more fun.
I know. You can get to see us and see mm-hmm. all of my crazy reactions. And I'm always laughing like crazy.
I love it.
I know. All right, guys. Thank you so much. And we Wait. Will see what?
The sneak peek. We always forget the sneak peek, but
do we know?
I didn't watch, but we have every time we forget to give a sneak peek of the coming episode.
I know, but we are gonna be doing.
But I'm sure we have it somewhere because I think we have.
Yeah, but. I'm excited to when we start doing the interviews.
I know, but I think that's the 10th like, or the 11th episode.
Yeah. Okay, so our next episode.
Ooh, that's also really a nice one. It's how to find peace in a busy city. Mm. I like that one.
Yeah, because this is a busy city.
Mm.
But it has its little pockets.
It has, yeah.
Which I really love.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So...
we'll see you guys in the next one. Yes. And this is us from Lisbon with love.
Thank you guys.
Bye guys.
Bye. Thanks for spending this time with us
and for listening to our stories, our laughs, and a few of our growing pains.
If this episode resonated with you, share it with someone who needs a little Lisbon love in their life.
And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. It helps more hearts find our little corner of the world. From all of us,
from Lisbon with love.